Hello, can you guys? I don't know how you guys would chat with me. Do you just chat under the tweet itself? Can you hear me?
Volume check. 1 2 1 2.
It feels weird not doing this not on like OBS. Wait, I don't know where you guys should chat. Do you guys just chat under the tweet? Is that what it is? Okay, hold up. Or do I link you guys to the Discord and you guys chat there? I don't know what's optimal. We reply. Okay, are you guys okay with this, or would you guys rather chat in live stream chat? I do have my waiting room up on YouTube, the one that never gets used because I don't stream on YouTube. That one does exist. In hindsight, maybe I should have just done a Twitch cast. But I was all like, "Ooh, I've never done a Twitter space before," and I feel like better now than ever, you know. Well, let me post a photo of my concoction. They had like a bunch of other stuff that you were supposed to put in it. And I think they even were like, "Yeah, you gotta dip like raw celery and carrots in it," but that's fucking disgusting. So I just did the stuff that I can't handle eating. Hold up. I'm adding olive oil and pepper to this, so if it sucks ass, hey, I'm gonna hunt you down. Okay. So I have pickled okra, which I am really excited about. I have hearts of palm, which was unintentional, but I guess I bought it a while back ago for something else, and so I'm kind of grateful for that. I have chicken sausage, and I have cauliflower, tomatoes, and cherries, but I don't think the cherries are supposed to be dipped in the cottage cheese. I'm pretty sure that's just how it is. Okay, give me a second. Okay, chat in the waiting room. Okay, let me do this real quick. Let me write this. Okay, babies first. Twitter space eating weird shit. Feel free to chat here, and then let me go pull up the waiting room. Shit, I haven't opened that shit up in ages. Okay, I think it should work. Let me know if you guys. Let me find my iPad, actually. Oh, okay. Let's see. And as my drink of choice, I have a big mix of slushy flavors. So I feel like the likelihood of this going very wrong and me throwing up is actually quite high. But it'll be really funny. It'll be really funny if that does happen. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. Okay, hold up. Don't chat yet. Don't chat yet. I have not pulled up the waiting room on my iPad because I think my phone's about to run out of battery. Whoops. Waiting room, waiting room, waiting room, waiting room. Do I not have a waiting room? Videos. Oh, I guess I just have to go here. Give me 1 second. Almost there. Oh, right. You know, I stream on Twitch. Why don't I just use the offline chat on Twitch? Okay, whatever. We're full committing now. This is just really smart advertising for my YouTube channel that I clearly use. I am so smart. Hold up. I actually can't freaking pop. Also, thank you for the membership. Wait, how do I pull up my fucking YouTube waiting room on my iPad? Eh? Does the YouTube app not show upcoming streams? That's a thing, right? I'm pretty sure that's a thing. Okay. Well, how about I go to ooh. Yeah, because I tried to open up the link and it just does not pull up for some reason on my. I have to do it on my phone. Okay, I guess I'll do it on my phone. It is what it is. Thank you for the memberships. So we chat here. Yeah, if you guys can chat here for a time being, that would probably be ideal. Make sure you listen to Astro Mary and subscribe. Ooh, this shit looks disgusting. Okay. Let me mix it up. So it's cottage cheese, mustard, olive oil, and black pepper. And Yeah, I was going to do like a natural stream for this, but I don't think I want to end like a high effort OBS stream prematurely. Honestly, after I mix it all up, it kind of looks like egg sando filling, which I did make like yesterday. So maybe with that association in my head, it'll be less gross for me. I'm not entirely sure if that's how it works, but that's what we're gonna be doing, I guess. Well, hold up. Okay, yeah, but you guys can hear me okay, right? I don't need to adjust anything or something like that. It's live, not videos, and not oh, okay, I see you now. Oh, okay, I see you now. Okay. Let's see. What in the world am I making? I am dipping hearts of palm, pickled okra, chicken sausage, hard-boiled egg, and cauliflower in a mixture of cottage cheese, mustard, olive oil, and black pepper. Because apparently, like Tonya is trying, because you guys know Asian parents, right? Where like even if you're not fat, even if you're soaking like 3 pounds wet, maybe you're a bag of sticks. When you go home, they're like, "Why are you so fat?" Right? And so me and I've been trying to help Tonya like diet. All my hard work gone up into flames. But apparently, this has been like people have been making fun of this on like social media and TikTok and stuff because it's supposed to be like this person's like, "Oh yeah, this is my midday snack," and people are like, "What the fuck, you are a horse?" But apparently, it's actually pretty tasty. I say that, but I refuse to dip anything in my mouth yet. I'm just kind of just mixing it in the bowl. we're gonna be trying that today. Okay, so. It seems like everyone likes the chicken sausage first. Should I try that one first? Oh man, hold up. I gotta get a glove for this. Okay. I have water in the case that if this all goes down poorly, at least I tried. Yeah, you're supposed to actually eat it. Thank you, Bacon, for the gift sub. Okay. Alright. Classic issue. I know, right? Okay, so the first thing that we're trying is apple. I actually really like apple chicken sausage. I actually was never a really big chicken sausage person until I started using chicken sausage for Yuna soup. And I really like the apple smokewood flavor. But maybe I'm just attracted to things that taste like apple, you know? That being said, whenever they have like apple something curry or apple chicken sausage or whatever, I can't taste the apple. But I'm gonna pretend that it's there. Okay. So our first one is should I eat it without the dip first, or should I just dip it in and just go in for it, you know? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Apple chicken sausage noodles, like really? I like the one that I like the Whole Foods brand. It oh, this looks fucking disgusting. Okay, all right. Bon appetit. I lied. This apple sausage, you can really taste the apple in it. I might have like pussied out on dipping a lot of it, so I feel like I don't really taste the cottage cheese or the mustard. Or maybe this chicken sausage is just too apple-y. One of the two. I can't tell anymore. Okay. So far, you can hear Ishu. I'm sorry! I know some people don't like the sound of that. Should I move away from the microphone? Okay. I will go for a bigger chew this time. A bigger dip, okay. Yeah, maybe it's because the oil, because I fried the chicken sausage an extra amount. Because normally it comes, like, pre-cooked already. Maybe the sauce is just not saucing, you know? Okay. But I feel like the chicken sausage was just a too safe of an option to try. This was, hold up, some water. Yeah, maybe that was just too safe of an option. Because you taste the sausage and everything you fried it in more than like the cottage cheese dip. So we're gonna go for the slightly crazier option now. Heart of palm. Have you guys ever had heart of palm? Hearts of palm, something like that? I bought it because I remember one time it was people use this as a healthy substitute for bone marrow, actually. How does that work? I don't know. But we're gonna take a bite. I actually don't think I've ever had this like raw before. I've had it like fried and put in like an artichoke dip, which was really yummy. But I don't think I've ever had it like this. Is it bitter? Is it bitter? Okay, well we'll try it. Okay. Oh, I'm actually kind of scared about this one. I'm kind of terrified about this one. Okay. I got a pretty good dip in there. I will now proceed to take a bite. I don't know what I just tasted, to be completely honest with you. Also, it's not bitter. I think you're thinking about a different thing, because this wasn't bitter at all, actually. It tastes, it tastes like if you've ever had the canned bamboo shoots, like, you know, the Asian ones, it kind of tastes like bamboo. It's not as crunchy as bamboo, I think. But I don't know what that flavor is. Oh, I am excited about. Okay, so I really like okra, but most of the people that in my household don't like okra. Synth and Tonya, I don't think like okra that much. But I found pickled okra yesterday, and I'm super excited to try it. I don't think this was in the original thing that they were tasting, but I'm gonna put it in there. I actually can eat raw okra as well. Raw okra is not that bad, actually. But I guess if you're not used to the texture, then you might not like it as much. Everything smells like wet lettuce. I wanted to give you... No, it's okay. I have raw cauliflower. That's like, it's super crunchy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay. So this one is pickled okra. I'm going to dip it in the concoction. No, honestly, I'm just not tasting, like, the dip or anything. I don't know if the flavor of everything else is just too strong. I just really don't taste the dip. But I don't want to eat the dip on its own because that sounds kind of terrifying. No, pickled okra is so yummy. Okra is so yummy. Wow, it's so yummy. Okay, and then we'll have raw. I actually didn't even know that I could eat like raw cauliflower until one day I was at my aunt's house, and you know, like all the little kids in there and stuff, and they're trying, and you know, at that age, trying to get them to eat veggies and everything. And they had like this raw veggie platter out with like broccoli and cauliflower and stuff, with like this amazing French onion sour cream dip. Holy crap, I love that shit. I ate so much raw cauliflower that day. Yuna? What? I normally ever only have cauliflower cooked or fried. Like, I've never, ever have had it, like, raw until, like, last year. Okay, but we're gonna try cauliflower now. Hopefully, the crunch on this should be insane. If it's not, I'm gonna be so sad. Okay, let's dip it. You love raw veggies and mustard? Like mustard seeds or like Dijon mustard? I don't know if it's just me though, but raw cauliflower can be a little bit stinky sometimes. I don't know if it's just me. Okay. I can see why this is a decent snack plate. I can't imagine this is good for your stomach, though, honestly. Think out of everything so far. Well, I like pickled okra because it's pickled okra. I don't know if, I know I like it because it tastes good with the dip, but like I say, I feel like I just don't taste anything with the dip at all. Okay, I think someone asked me what is like the texture or something like that of cottage cheese, because I think this is my first time with like cottage cheese or something like that, you know? It tastes like egg whites. Oh, sorry, it doesn't taste. The texture is like if you chopped up a bunch of egg whites. Like if you ever had egg salad and you eat the egg salad where they like separate the whites and the yolk and then they chop up the whites, it tastes. The texture is kind of like that pretty much. Yeah, but this isn't that bad. I don't know. Maybe I pussied out on the mustard. No, I feel like I put a really decent amount of mustard. Maybe it's the olive oil. I don't know. You guys should try this. Because you know, a lot of people that were advocating for this are just health nuts. But I feel like this is not that bad. That being said, I think I watched like a nutritionist actually go over the amount of fiber and protein that's in this, and it's not enough to give you good bowel movements. It's not good enough to give you good bowel movements, which I feel like is a very important thing, you know, in your day-to-day life. Hi. It's not that bad. But I don't know if I'm just not dipping it enough.
Cottage cheese thing?
Yeah, go grab a glove and dip this in. Everyone say hi to Miss Tonya.
So hard to streaming. You're
I'm
streaming?
doing on Twitter Space because I was too
Oh.
lazy to go on OBS.
Oh, thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay. And then the ones that we haven't tried yet. Okay, so the fruit apparently is a palate cleanser, so you're not supposed to dip that into the cottage cheese mustard. I feel
Okay.
like that's disgusting.
Okay. Do I need to grab a fork? What?
No,
Glove?
grab a glove. No, it's not toxic, but like it's you do the dippy thing, you know? It's not toxic. So we have chicken sausage, chicken apple sausage. It's the one I use in Yuna soup, so it's the one I really like. Hard boiled egg, raw cauliflower, hearts of palm, and pickled okra.
I'm not touching it.
It's yummy. Give
No,
it a
like I don't. It's not like I don't like the taste of okra. It's like I don't like the texture. It's
bite.
too
Just
slimy.
take a bite. Just one tiny bite. Here, I'll even give you the. If you eat the ends, it's less slimy than the center part. Okay. How's it?
Not bad.
Oh yeah, no, I need to move like the microphone closer to Tonya because when she chews. Like if you guys, okay, we're gonna take a bite of something at the same time. I'm gonna put the phone between us. You guys are gonna listen to the difference of our bites. Like for me, I'm like a maybe like a 1, 2, 3. She's like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, hold up. Let me move the phone in between us. Okay, here's the dip.
To
Yeah.
be honest, like, not bad.
It tastes honestly like egg salad, doesn't it? A
Yeah.
little bit. The cottage cheese texture is pretty much like egg salad.
Yeah.
But okay, let's take a crunch. Okay.
Okay,
Try the
you do
sausage.
not want to eat the end that I just bit off. Cut it off, okay?
Oh, I think I already got sick from you. It's over. What do you expect? But you're so clingy and floppy all over, and you sleep and you slobber all over my couch. What do you expect? Yeah, I woke up feeling a little bit under the weather, and then I was like, "Damn, she's contaminated before she leaves." It's okay. Hey, come on, take a bite. Hold this, okay, and then.
Wow, that's a huge sausage. What the heck?
Really, I think it's kind of small. Okay, dip it. Okay, ready? Okay. That's so little. You need to put more dip on there, otherwise you can't taste it.
What's talking on here? This is
Okay.
fucking sus.
Okay.
It's like
Okay.
it's
Okay.
too sharp.
Okay.
Okay,
Cheers.
cheers.
Okay. Okay, I stopped chewing. She's still going.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it's just the flavor of everything that we're eating that just is so strong that I really can't taste the dip. Mm. So I feel like the
maybe
dip...
Maybe it was like crackers. I don't know.
Crackers? No. Yeah, I guess that like, you know, they say that the best vessel to try any sort of dip is the simple saltine cracker. Mm. But yeah, no. That's Tonya is still chewing. I have finished chewing. Mm-hmm. And if you hear that noise, she is currently shaking her slushie that I bought her. Like,
I'm sorry.
You know, I told you guys, right? Like, the problem I have with Synth and Tonya is that the two of them will be like, oh, I'll be right there. Typically, for Tonya, her be right there is between 5 to 15 minutes. Since B right there is about an hour to 2 hours, I can't stand them. Oh my Sorry. God.
I was like, I'll take a shower real quick and be right there. And my shower kind of takes forever.
Uh-huh. Okay. But yeah, that was a...
Oh, that's a great amount of sugar. I'm awake now.
Okay. So I haven't tried the egg yet, and I tried the cauliflower, but raw cauliflower is a little bit stinky. Mm. Ooh, have you ever had hearts of palm?
What?
Hearts of palm. Actually, can someone Google for me what the fuck hearts of palm is? I actually have no clue what
it is either. I thought that was rice cake.
No. It tastes almost like bamboo, or the texture is almost like bamboo, I think.
Looks weird.
You just called it a rice cake. What do you mean it looks weird?
No, it's just like, oh, I thought it looked like a rice cake, but it crumbles like that. It's
it just feels like a softer bamboo.
I don't think eggs would go well with this though.
You gotta try.
It's too dairy, you know.
Dairy?
Huh? Are these dairy products? No, these are dairy products. Never mind, sorry.
She just called eggs dairy products. It's literally palm tree cores. That's probably why it tastes so similar to bamboo. Because bamboo shoots, whenever you eat them, it's pretty much like the center of like bamboo, you know? How are you liking your sausage?
Sausage good.
She looks like, you know, like back in the old days when like mammoths still existed, where like the cavemen will be like meat good, love meat. She's like clutching the sausage, like when I was holding it earlier with you know, like how I would hold like a drumstick for chicken. She's like gripping it, just took a bite out of it.
Hiccup.
Yeah, not bad. Like I said, like a nutritionist, I watched a nutritionist review this, and they were like, it's not bad for you necessarily, but if you wanted to have like the proper amount of fiber and protein in your diet, you'd have to eat like double this every single day. Like double this in one sitting. Like, cause like one serving of this is like not enough protein or fiber for you.
Mm-mm. There's a way. You have this and just have protein powder.
Ew, I hate protein powder. No. Oh my god. Is Tonya a gym rat all along? I just never realized it.
No.
The toddler grip. No, for real. Babies and toddlers have the most insane grip. Their hands are so fucking fast. Like, you can't stop them by the time they've grabbed onto something. But yeah, I think, now that I've tried it, I can't make fun of, like, the people who started this trend because it was just a snack for them. It was just, like, a midday snack.
How is this a snack? This is a full meal.
Right? But I feel like you can get pretty full off this. So,
Guys,
there's like boiled eggs, there's sausage, there's cauliflower. This is like the perfect diet thing.
I don't know if it's diet. You're drinking a slushy while eating this.
No, I'm just having this for my sanity.
Heart of palm is a vegetable that's harvested from a core of palm trees. Ah, yeah. No, so it's basically like a bamboo shoot. That's why it's so similar. But yeah, you're supposed to eat other things with this, like peppers and celery and carrots and stuff. But I was all like, I can't have that many raw vegetables. Like for me, it's definitely a flavor thing. Like, I can't, like, I can have celery and carrots if I chop it down and cook it really well in the soup, but I really hate raw celery. I really hate raw carrots. Raw broccoli is okay, but most of the time it's pretty waxy.
Right.
Raw cauliflower is yummy, but it's stinky. Tomatoes don't count because tomatoes are fruit, technically. What else is there? There's no carbs. Yeah. Wait.
I'm cutting down on carbs. Please don't bring any carbs in.
Ow. Drinking just negates like all of your effort. Exactly.
Like,
what is carbs is typically bread? You had a croissant yesterday.
Bread and rice. That's why you have supplements after that to cut down.
Huh?
Honestly, you can't even call this like a struggle meal because this shit was expensive.
Cauliflower, a head of cauliflower these days is about $4.99. A pack of four chicken sausage, $8.99. Pickled okra, a jar of it, $9.99. Eggs are about like $4.99 for 12, 16. Canned hearts of palm, I think it was maybe like $3.99 or something like that. So honestly, you can't. This is not a struggle meal. This is a.
Anything that has healthy vegetables in it cannot be a struggle meal these days.
This is a healthy grazing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having this for snack, then it's a pretty healthy snack.
You just called this a meal.
For me, it's a meal. But if you're having this as a snack, right? Like better than having.
How are you so tiny?
You don't know what a struggle meal is until you've had sugar water and the no brand saltine crackers. Hey, you can at least get like the off brand Ritz crackers, okay? Make your life a little bit better. Shopping at Whole Foods, yes. That's the thing I hate about the Bay Area. There's no HEB. There's not that many Walmarts.
I haven't seen a Walmart.
Yeah.
What's a HEB?
It's pretty. HEB is a Texas only supermarket. It's pretty much all Whole Foods. Sometimes Safeway. Yeah, that's really it.
Sometimes Target.
I wouldn't count Target as a grocery store.
What is Target then? It's more of like.
What is Target, you guys? You know, the other day, I was all like, oh, let's go to Target.
And she was all like, oh, Target, is that a new store? Target?
Yeah.
Hello, Apollo. Hello, Yoku. We are currently, I don't know what we're doing right now. We're just
having a meal.
Having a meal. But yeah, this is, we haven't tried the eggs yet. We haven't tried the tomatoes yet.
I'll try the eggs.
Fancy Walmart convenience store? Target is like, it's definitely more of a lose your money place. It's like the smaller equivalent of like Costco, you know? You'll never enter a U.S. Target? Are you Canadian? I'm sorry. I sounded kind of offended that you were Canadian. No, but... Are you Canadian?
Oh, someone is asking, where can I get these anti-carb supplements?
Oh.
Korea?
If you look up, like, diet supplements, there are supplements that has, that contains, stuff in it that will help you cut down
that on carbs. That sounds so suspicious.
No, like, really. But you need to really search well and find the good ones for you, unless your liver is going to yell at you.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really think it works for her because she'll proceed to, like, destroy, like,
of course,
an entire that's for, like, people. Thing of ice cream afterwards.
Of course. Like, you shouldn't take it like that. It's like, you have, like, a full protein meal, and then you have a little bit of carbs, right? And then you try to cut that off. But, like, not, like, we don't have slushies and feel like, no, the supplements are going to help me. Of course not.
No, she doesn't understand, you guys. I haven't shown her the grocery bill in months. But she'll be like, oh, I just want to have steak. And I'll be like, oh, what do you want on the side of steak? She'll, nothing, I just want steak. Oh, wow, I kind of boiled these eggs really well. Ooh, slay. Perfect. I got, like, it's, like, not a soft boil, but it's, like, right before. It's, like, not jammy either. I got, like, almost a perfect hard boil. It's pretty good. Mm. But, yeah, I think supplements are gross. And the worst part is when you get ready to down, like, a pill or whatever, and then for some reason you swallow all the water and the pill is still in your mouth. I know! It's the worst feeling ever! And I'll just, like, try not to choke on it. Oh, the worst part is when it's like one of those pills that dissolves in your mouth afterwards, and then you don't swallow it fast enough, it starts dissolving on your tongue, and it's super bitter and super powdery. That's probably why I really hate, like, protein powder and stuff. I can't stand that kind of thing.
No, protein powder is sometimes, like, mixed.
They make boba protein powder as keto. Yeah, I bought it for Ember before. And I think she said that the aftertaste is really bitter or something like that. But that's just protein powder, I feel.
Yeah. That's better than consuming just in powder.
Let's see. I keep forgetting to update. Wow. There's really 31 of you guys listening to just us chewing. But yeah, I should weigh you before you leave.
You should weigh me? Why?
All of my hard work. Gone.
I'm just going back to my...
No, that's unhealthy. You're going to be like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, my God. I have so no energy.
But that was just an offensive card game.
Yeah, I got that as a Christmas gift. And I was looking for stuff to play. But yeah, it is what it is, you guys. No, I'm telling you guys, Tonya's fucking tiny. Like, sometimes, like, I'll, like, come out. Like, of my office or whatever. Mm. And she's on the couch sleeping, but I don't even see that she's there. It just looks like a pile of blankets on like, the couch, you know? But it's just Asian parents. Like, it's never good enough. Like, I remember when I was in college, I was going through it. You guys were there for most of my college adventures. Hold up. You guys were there for a majority of it. And you know that, like, it was, like, one meal a day, like, sleeping at, like, 4 a.m. every day and that kind of stuff, you know? My first meal a day would be, like, 2 a.m. So I looked pretty sickly, honestly. And my mom, I go home, and she'd be like, oh, my God, you look so ugly, skinny. Why are you so green, whatever? And then after I finished college and I started eating a little bit better and stuff and going out more and had more friends and everything, I go home, and she'd be all like, oh, why do you look so fat now? Your arms look so big. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Make up your mind.
That's Asian moms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. College Yuna was a trip. Yeah. Is she light enough that she can just hang on your arm? I haven't tried my arm, but she hangs off my back. Like, it doesn't feel like... It feels like maybe like a toddler or something like that.
It's not bad.
It pretty much feels like just like a toddler. But yeah,
I told you guys, I didn't even, like, go out of my way to, like, make Tonya gain that much weight. I just wanted her to be at a healthy weight. Like, her BMI, you know? Maybe a little bit under. Because I think even I'm under my BMI. But BMI is weird. I don't know how BMI really works. But, yeah, that's just how it is. But then she's gonna just order out every day.
I go back to Korea?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make salad for myself. I can cook meat. One of my viewers sent me, like, a whole set of beef. So I'm gonna cook that and make salad.
Maybe I should have spent more time teaching her how to cook.
I can cook, okay?
Your mom can literally tell if you gained weight by hugging you. That's crazy. But yeah, I think my mom can do the same thing.
My mom can do the same thing too.
Yeah.
Do you know what she says whenever I send her a picture? She's like, why did you get so fat? Like, literally, first thing she says.
I know, and you're, like, in the whole chat, you're, like, a soaking wet, like, 7 pounds wet, maybe. 3 pounds. Like, you barely weigh anything, so I honestly have no clue. But I guess it's just, like, Korean. I know, like, a lot of people that, like, wear, like, a U.S. small, X small, but in Korea, they would still be considered too fat. Mm-hmm. I think it's just maybe, like, the culture or, like, the clothes. Free size ain't free size, you know? BMI is really iffy on an individual level. Yeah, it's weird. But, yeah, I used to. I don't know if I told you, I used to be really fat. Well, not that fat. I was, like, chubby. I was, I had to convert it into kg. Someone converted for me in middle school and early high school. I was 150 pounds. I'll let someone convert that. But then I joined the fucking military corps for a year to get out of being in gym, and I dropped down to 105 pounds. From that, yeah, so I used to be 68 kilograms, and I dropped down to, how much is 107?
40-something, is it?
Something like that, yeah. And then, thankfully, I guess, never gained that weight back. But now I just sit at, like, 114, 115. But if I eat too well, then I can hit close to 120. 48.6.
Is it okay for you to, like, reveal your, like, weight?
I don't care.
You don't care? Okay.
I've given my chat my three sizes before, I think.
Wow.
I don't really care that much. Like, for me, in terms of my self-image, it would be nice if my face was a little bit more slim, I think.
Girl.
And obviously, like, why do you act as if, like, there's people like, any time that I show my shoulder or my collarbone or, like, my tits, she'll be like, you're so lewd. How could you go out like that? And she'll just start pulling up my shirt. I'm like, no one's looking. Like, we're on a chat-based stream right now.
I know, but still, like, I see it. Your tits are, like, half out.
You've walked in on me naked before out of my shower. No, it's not. But yeah, no, I in terms of, like, my weight, you know, like, I would just, it would be nice if my face was a little bit more slim, right? And sometimes if I, like, wearing certain things, like, I feel like maybe my arms feel too big, but I also acknowledge that I'm really light, honestly. I don't weigh that much, compared to my height and everything else. So yeah, I guess that's the difference of gaining weight with muscle, though, versus gaining weight with fat, you know, because I'm a little bit squishy. But I don't mind. I don't have too many self-image issues, I think. So that's why I don't really care if my weight's out there or whatever.
And to be honest, like, I think weight itself doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Because, like, what you see, like, how your body, when you see it, is more important.
I don't know. It just depends on how you dress yourself. I think that definitely something that helps you kind of, like, keep your self-image in check is dressing yourself properly. What I mean by that is, like, people, like, you would think that, like, oh, humans are all the same, but no, everyone, like, is shaped really differently. I've met people that are shaped like rectangles. I met people that are shaped like apples, hourglass, whatever. I feel like the moment you can just figure out what you can wear, it looks good. Because for me, right, I have this problem, I'm sorry, where I have a really big chest, where so certain things that I wear, if and yes, it like might look like form fitting or makes your tits look bigger, but it also makes you look really fat, like upwards, because it's so large compared to your bottom half. So I think for me, definitely, it just really depends on, like, okay, I don't, like, the reason why I didn't mention health is because I will always eat well. Like, that's, like, the one thing I, like, why work hard in your life if you don't eat well? And so I'm going to take that factor out, as in, like, I'm going to hope that most people are eating properly, and I'm going to say that, like, if you still have, like, kind of body issues, it's by eating healthily, eating properly, eating, like, the right amount or whatever, then it probably is just the way that you're dressing, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely, I think, what were you saying? What was I saying? I don't remember more.
Oh, it makes sure.
Oh, yeah, my chest. So if you look too top heavy, you look like you have a lot of weight. It looks like your arms are bigger. It looks like, you know, like, you just have so much weight there. But then, that's why, like, it's not just, like, necessarily wear baggy stuff, but, like, some of my favorite things to wear are just sweaters and, like, long skirts, because it just, I feel like it fills out better, you know? Or you can see that, like, oh, I do have really slim wrists or arms or whatever, you know, that sort of thing. And it kind of sucks. It honestly does really suck, like, having to consider that sort of thing when you're dressing well, because there's a lot of tops. I really love, like, the fashion of tucked-in tops with long skirts, but it's really hard for me to tuck in my shirt most of the time. But yeah, this is how it is, you know? And then obviously, like, you know, there's, like, woes of, like, you know, there are certain clothes that if you don't fill in your chest very well, then it just looks like, you know, like, you are, what's, like bottom heavy and everything, even though that's not true. So it just really, that's why I think that dressing yourself properly in the right shape is really important to self-image. Because, you know, when I do, like, post outfit photos and stuff, and you guys are like, oh, you know, you always know how to dress so well, it's all like, thank you, because I spend a lot of time on silhouette. Silhouette is really important, whether it's, like, how you look, like, to yourself in the mirror versus how someone's going to look at you from, like, afar or, like, from your back or whatever, you know? But, yeah, I guess, like, it's kind of hard to figure that out on your own. But, honestly, if you go shopping in some places, these days they have a lot of, like, clientele help where they will, like, personally go out of the way to, like, help you figure out what shape and stuff fits. Also money, yes. But, yeah, that's, like, layering, you know, really helps, like, change your silhouette as well. I think definitely knowing the right top and bottom, because I still do wear some stuff that are tucked in, but, like, as much as I love high-waisted stuff, I can't ever have it too high-waisted, because then it makes me look really, like, fat on top, even if that's not the case at all. So I'm going to go blow my nose, because when I talk too much, my nose gets stuffy.
Do you mute yourself when you blow your nose?
No, I call it my meat kazoo.
What the heck?
Yeah, I told chat, you know, like, they can either pick between meat kazoo or monitor nipple, and I'll stop saying one of them.
What the heck is monitor nipple?
You know the monitor when you change your input on the bottom?
I'm surprised you didn't call it something else.
What, the monitor clit?
Yeah.
No, I just, it just doesn't go off, like, as, like, well. I think I called it, like, I think I called the controller, handle thing, controller clit at some point. So, maybe a nipple, one of those two. I don't remember anymore. But, yeah, did you hide your weight when you did Ring Fit?
I didn't do Ring Fit
yet. Oh, you haven't yet? Oh, it's like, I feel like there's certain
things. How does it know my weight, though?
You input it.
Oh. I can just hide it.
This girl is literally weighs maybe like a leaf in the wind. And she still is concerned about it. controller nipples, isn't it? The joysticks? I don't remember any. Oh, joysticks. Yes, joysticks. But yeah, I know Tonya's really into thrifting, but we never have really gone like thrifting yet. But I do want to get back into like sewing and stuff. So I feel like I want to go like try to thrift something and then rehash it into something else. But yeah,
I mean, kind of hard to go thrifting because I'm really small, so it's hard to find the right size for me. It's usually
do you hear this? Like, she's so small, but she still doesn't. She's like so conscious about her weight. It drives me insane.
Small and weight is different because, like,
no, it's not.
You can still get even if you're small.
Then that means you're big, right? If you gain a lot of weight, that means you got bigger. If you don't weigh that much, that means you're smaller. No.
Well, it also depends on your height and all that too.
So you acknowledge that you're short.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that as a win. What'd you get? I did, but then the reason why I stopped is because I fucking broke my wrist and it still hurts if I do like this micro, like smaller stuff like that. That's why I can't sit and like write for too long now as well. Nakashi's. It's still happening. We're just eating really slowly.
I'm eating right now.
We finished our chicken sausage already. Did you try the heart to palm yet? Try it. It really does look like a rice cake.
Yeah, it looks like a rice cake. And it feels like a rice cake on the outside.
No, it's softer. Inside. No, it's not hollow. People use it as a vegan substitute for bone marrow. Yeah, because I think if you cut it in half and grill it, actually kind of does kind of... It's like bone marrow with more marrow. Because the problem with bone marrow is that you never get enough bone marrow out of it. It tastes like bamboo. Have you had bamboo before? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just tastes like bamboo. Here, let me eat the egg.
Is it pickled?
I think it's in brine, but it's not pickled. Like, putting something in brine is not the same as pickling something, right?
Oh, it's kind of sour.
I think it's sour from this. Oh, is it? This is pretty sour, yeah.
Egg is an egg.
Egg is an egg. I really love eating like just hard-boiled eggs. Mm. I used to dip them in like salt and pepper when I was younger.
For me, I eat it, but I wouldn't go all out and do it myself to eat it. I don't like it that much.
What do you mean going? You just boil the egg.
No, I mean like I would eat it if it's there, right? Oh. But I don't like it that much so that I would do it myself.
For me, I always crave eggs when I'm about to fly. When I'm, like, getting ready to fly on, like, an airplane, I always crave it. But I know it's really bad manners to eat eggs, like, on a flight.
Right, because it stinks.
No, that's the thing. I actually didn't even realize that eggs smelled.
Oh, really?
I know people are like, oh, yeah, egg smells like sulfur or whatever. Or, like, it smells stinky. And I'm also like, I feel like maybe I use... But, like, don't you... Isn't it only stinky if you boil it too much? I feel like I've never really, like... recognize that, like, oh, that's the smell of like an egg.
You can feel it when you're in like a closed space.
Oh, maybe it's the same thing as I used to be really sick when I was younger. Like when my mom and me first moved to America, we used to take the bus really often, like a Vietnamese bus, and they always just have banh mi. And the banh mi smell on a car or in the bus, it drives me insane. It makes me feel so freaking sick. I don't know what about it makes me feel so sick, but it's like that. Just that smell in the car, like it makes me exactly. It's really sickening. But like I don't know. I feel like I never smelled that eggs had like a very strong smell or anything. Deviled eggs are mint. Sometimes they're yummy. Like, I realize now going out to pay for deviled eggs is really never worth it. But in that moment, you kind of just want, like, an egg that's, like, kind of, like, salty. Or kind
of. What's a deviled egg?
We've had it before. It's like, the egg white, and they take out the yolk, and they turn it into a filling, and they put it back in the egg. We've had it before. It's, like, an egg cut in half with, like, a little, it looks like whipped cream, but it's not. It's just, like, yeah. There's actually this restaurant. There's this restaurant in New York, I think, that's like, it's like literally, it's called Maison Pickles or something like that. I actually kind of curious, but I don't like pickled stuff that, like, I don't like American pickled stuff, but I do love, maybe I just don't like pickled pickles, like cucumbers, because I really liked the pickled cucumbers in Japan, and they were like more like kind of dipped in salt water, and they were so crunchy and cold. I normally don't like pickled pickles, but I like pickled vegetables, like pickled daikon and carrots or pickled okra, that sort of thing. Mm. Oh, I want to try pickled garlic at some point, too.
Mm. Those are good.
You have, yeah. Mm. They get pretty stinky if you had them deshelled and just in the Tupperware. Maybe it's because I've only ever had eggs, like hard-boiled eggs that I, like, eat right after.
Right. Those like, don't really peeling. Stink. But...
Either that or, like, the Starbucks ones. And the Starbucks are usually too cold to smell anything, I feel. Mm. Is it the room temperature pickled veggies? These are room temperature. But sometimes I have like pickled like peppercinos and like jalapenos in the fridge that I really like having on the side with like sandwiches and stuff. Ooh, I really like peppercinos, except they usually too much water gets put in them, like the pickling juice or whatever, so it kind of can be too much of a mouthful sometimes.
Mm. I don't really like pickled stuff in general.
Really? Mm-mm. Huh. I feel like most people I know like pickled stuff. Mm. But it's like, do you like it for the sourness or do you like it for like the whatchamacallit, the saltiness, right? Mm. But Tonya likes kimchi. Like right after it's made, and I agree with that. Actually, I typically don't like super sour things. I think.
Mm. Well, kimchi after it's fermented has its own taste, of course. But like, I really love it right after it's made. And then you just eat it with steamed white rice. Because
I like the crunchy. Rice. I like the crunchiness of it. But yeah. I still don't understand how you can have carrots in, like, kimbap, but you can't have carrots, like, any other form.
Even in kimbap, it has to be stir-fried first.
I've cooked carrots for you, and you still picked it up. You know what fried rice is? Stir-fried carrots and rice, and you still picked out all of the carrots in it.
It has to be stir-fried
early enough. Do you know what fried rice is? Mm-hmm. Unwrapped kimbap, okay?
No, but... The carrot has to be typically thoroughly stir-fried.
It drives me insane. You know how expensive carrots are these days, you guys? It drives me insane.
Fresh kimchi is the best, especially the cabbage has a nice sweetness. What are your favorite type of kimchi? Do you like daikon, cabbage? There's the chive one, right? There's... the green onion kimchi, there's oi kimchi, right? Like cucumber. Mm. Technically anything can be kimchi, right? But you could even have like kimchi okra. Mm. Oh, that sounds kind of yummy. Oh, I'd be down to make that. I do want to make my own kimchi at some point. I have like the bucket. I have like the bucket and the stool and everything, you guys. I just don't want to make my kitchen smell like kimchi yet. So I might just do it at my aunt's place in like the backyard or something.
You're gonna make it yourself?
I kind of want to, yeah. Mm,
that's a lot of work.
I'll make you help me. Pay your rent.
Okay, it's been about an hour. We have more or less tried everything on here. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about...
Not bad.
Not bad. Like...
I want to spend my money again to make this.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, you guys. I will see you for stream tonight. I think Tonya's streaming tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. I stream an hour and a half.
Okay. You stream in an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's already 4. Oh, shit. I need to leave soon as well. I have a call-in for Kiyomi's stream.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? I'm starting to think that maybe Tonya covers me up less out of my best interest, but more than I think she's a pervert.
No, it's not.
Okay, thanks for the space. Thanks for my first Twitter space. Sorry, it was a bit scuff. I hope you guys enjoyed it. End thing is, if you happen to have cottage cheese and mustard and olive oil and black pepper and things to dip it in, then you might as well try. You know, I think this is a nice snack.
It's not bad.
Like, maybe if you're bulking or if you're like eating like a gym snack, this is not that bad. But if you're going out of your way to buy these ingredients and make it yourself, then probably don't. Okay, bye.
Bye.
can I end this?
End.
End? Where?
Did you end it?
No. End?
Okay.
End?
End.
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 Yeah.
Okay.